Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios here in Cumming, Georgia, it's time for Stewarding Family Wealth. And now, here's your host.
Good morning. This is Randy Brunson with Centurion Advisor Group, your host for the Stewarding Family Wealth podcast. And on the next two episodes, we have in the studio with us Mr. Garrett Erath with E36 Creations. Garrett, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad you're here. And also Mr. Brad Scarberry with E36 Creations. Brad, glad you're here this morning.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us. We're excited.
Good, good, good. Well, guys, thanks for joining us in the studio this morning. Over the last probably year to year and a half, we have spent our time on this podcast interviewing business owners. The theme of the podcast is Stewarding Family Wealth, and generally the themes of that are how do we steward well the time, talent, and treasure that's been left in our care, right? But before we jump into all those like big themes and big ideas and big concepts, let's just talk about you guys. So the two of you work together.
Yeah.
And Garrett, officially you're the owner of E36 Creations.
Yes, sir.
All right. So here's E36, I like the name, and I happen to know the story, but give us the background on the name E36 Creations.
Yeah. So shortly after Brad and I started the business together, I went over to his house and he said, hey, I guess Brycey and you had both come up with the name together.
Yeah.
He said, I think the name should be Exodus 36 Creations.
Okay.
So the full name is Exodus 36 Creations, LLC. It comes from a biblical reference of Exodus chapter 36. In the first verse of that chapter, God had given gifts and talents to men in Israel to build the tabernacle, all the instruments that are with it. It's really detailed, intricate stuff and requires God's blessing to do it. So that was the inspiration behind the name. We see that we are people that God has given gifts and talents to do what he's called them to do, to build his kingdom. So it's neat that with us doing construction, it's a one-to-one correlation, mm-hmm. But also it applies to every trade, every industry. It's not just construction.
Right.
And it's a mouthful to say Exodus 36 Creation, so that's how we come down to E36.
E36, 336, and all right, good, good. Well, I knew that story, and you're right. I've read that. It's just it's a phenomenal description there of all the gifts that God had given the various artisans and the and you're right. It's the detail is just outstanding. But he's done that for all of us. And right. I read a quote recently. I was reading a book, and I believe the quote is attributable to Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx. And if you don't know that story, that's a fascinating story. Fred had written, he had written the idea for what is now FedEx. He had fleshed that out in his master's thesis.
Wow.
working through his MBA back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
Okay. And had submitted the idea for FedEx as his master's thesis. And whoever the lead professor was gave him like a C just like a barely passing grade for this idea.
Yeah.
You know, and the professor probably still has a job. And of course, Fred's been independently wealthy for some years, decades now. So anyway, let's keep moving.
Yeah.
Let's keep moving. But let's just talk about your personal stories. First of all, how did you guys meet? Cause you're friends outside of work.
Yeah.
You work together. And I want to hear more about, E36 or Exodus 36, but let's just talk about, how did you guys meet?
Yeah. So Garrett probably had a little bit more of a plan for his life going into his college years. I did not, but we met at Truett McConnell. Garrett had planned on rooming with someone else, and at the last second it changed. I had planned to not go to college or go to college somewhere else, and my parents informed me that I was going to go to Truett McConnell. So about 2 weeks before I moved on campus, I heard about this school, and my first day I showed up and they said, well, we're going to pair you with a roommate based on your interests, and both of you are business majors and both of you like the TV show The Office, so you'll be with this guy Garrett Erath. So we met walking in the first day of freshman movement at Truett McConnell. So Yeah.
So that's, yeah, yes. To say Garrett probably had a plan. Yeah, I think that's what Garrett thinks about this stuff. And so does. you were just up for a good time, and here you were.
Yeah, Brad had definitely planned. He came to college. He brought a guitar, which is good for a Christian school.
Yeah.
And then being in the mountains, he also made sure to bring his surfboard with him. Yeah. So he had clearly planned really well for this experience.
So it sounds like what you had in mind was maybe going to Georgia Southern, where you were close to
the
beach.
That's exactly what I was going to do. My parents found out what happened at Georgia Southern. They said, well, we're not going to let that fly. So I went to Truett. But yeah.
Is that the school that is, you know, because somebody, I'm not sure who it is, but somebody ranks the colleges in this country based on like schools. A beer consumption per capita. And is Georgia, aren't they like in the top?
Right.
Maybe number one or something?
Like I was going to defend a title there, and my parents decided that it wasn't the best thing for my future.
since they were writing the checks.
Right, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
They looked at that scale and said, who is the driest school?
That's exactly right.
They found it.
There you go. Yeah. So you met us on like freshman move-in day.
Yeah, move-in day. I think we maybe spoke on the phone the morning of.
Yeah. So, again, Garrett, you know, plans most of the things in his life, which is, you know, just God's gift to me to have a friend like this. It's helped me. But he had planned on not bringing a TV to school so that he could study. I needed him to bring a TV to school because I didn't have one and I didn't want to study. So I convinced him to bring the TV, which, you know, worked out well for me and probably, I don't know, you still were the top of our class, so didn't hurt your grades at all. And I had something to do. So, yeah.
There you go. And this was what, like 2007 or 8 or 9, something in there?
2010.
Yeah.
2010. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, cool. So now you, Garrett, you grew up in Woodstock?
Cherokee County, same county.
You grew up in Cherokee County? Okay, you grew up in Cherokee County. Where'd you grow up?
I was all over. So home would be South Bend, Indiana, but I moved multiple times. Three times my junior year, two times my senior year, all the different states.
So your dad was corporate gypsy or military or something.
Something like that. That's right.
So,
you have people over in South Bend, Indiana, that area.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
All right. Well, we're glad you're in Georgia, man. That's awesome.
Me too. Yeah.
So was your family in Georgia when they sent you to Truett McConnell?
Man, it was when he sent me here, I just graduated from Mill Creek here in Gwinnett. Yeah, that was kind of how we heard about it. There was a couple people around us that knew Truett was a good school. So
cool. So you guys met at Truett McConnell, and you've stayed friends over the years, those kinds of things?
Yeah, we became friends in college. We are very different people. So it was an interesting, like, funny time. I am a fairly dry person at times. Is that a fair
that's
description?
A good way to say it. Yeah.
I've just got some quirks about me. So to make a story public from when we were first rooming together.
Yeah.
I didn't want to sleep on the bottom bunk. I'm sorry. I wanted to sleep on the bottom bunk because I sleepwalk. So Brad had to be up on the top bunk, and Also, I don't know why he let me make so many decisions, but the top bunk had to be raised all the way up, so Brad couldn't even sit up in bed, or he'd hit the stippled ceiling with his forehead.
I forgot about that.
And there was, I not only sleepwalk, I also sleep talk, and there was a night when, I don't know, we probably had turned the light off like 5 minutes ago, and Brad said something to me, asked me a question, I don't know, and I was asleep like immediately. As soon as the lights are off, I'm asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming this was sleep talking, not me just being a jerk. But he said, you know, asked me a question. Hey, Garrett, you know, what do you think of this? And I said, hey, be quiet, I'm praying. But I never like said, I'm kidding, I wasn't, or anything. That was just all I said, and either continued on or went back to sleep. It was probably uncomfortable to room with me because how dry I am.
It was par for how I experienced Garrett. So it was like, oh, he probably is praying. That makes sense. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. So yeah, no, but I was highly, I really just kind of went along with everything Garrett was saying and really didn't challenge anything. So I was just like, yeah, I guess the bed does need to go all the way out. That makes sure. That makes sense.
It's code.
Now looking back, there probably would have been more of a conversation to it. But yeah. I really don't know why. It's not my personality. It's God's timing is good.
You hadn't found your voice yet.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can understand the bottom bunk, though, because like sleepwalking from the top bunk, that'd be hard on your head, wouldn't it?
Yes. Like, which, you know, not sleepwalking on the top bunk was hard on Brad's head. But, yeah, the floor and the ceiling, they hit differently.
That's true. Now of course, Brad, you probably have a story and a song for every occasion.
A
story and or a song for every occasion.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. I don't know what that means, but probably, yes.
I mean, yeah, you just thinking of experience you've had, you can always plug plug a song into it or tell a story about it or some things like that.
Absolutely.
But yeah. So, all right, so you guys are married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to each other,
right?
We both
have a wife
separately.
Yeah, you're married, but not to each other. That sounds like a country song. It probably is somewhere. I just have to look that up, see who recorded it, and when. But okay, so you and Grace have what, 3 children?
We do.
Yeah. That is outstanding. And you and, is it Brycey?
Brycey, yeah.
Okay, now
yeah.
I've met Grace. I haven't met Brycey. Yeah. Y'all have 4 children.
4, yeah.
And so y'all sort of, the ladies know each other.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, which is another way the company was founded, is we would get together on the weekends because we lived close by after college.
Okay.
The girls were friends, Brad and I were friends, and there's this thing when friend groups get together, at least in my experience, the men go do something productive and the ladies talk. So Brad and I, we wanted more power tools and we wanted something to, you know, occupy our time. So yeah, right after college, there was a lot of hanging out throughout the week, every weekend. And Brad and I were always trying to build something in the garage while the girls were hanging out upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is cool. That's cool. That's cool. So what was the journey? So out of college, you didn't necessarily go into the construction business or did you both?
Right.
Not really. So Brad actually got into it earlier than I did. He did his first year on campus and then went online after that. And he worked 50 hours a week?
Yeah, it was a decent work week. Yeah,
so he's working and still doing the same college load everybody else was doing online. So he would, you know, he was working with foundations on homes and getting up at 5 in the morning. I only know that because he asked me to come help him one time. It was the worst experience of my life.
It was character building, for Brad, sure. It was character building.
Yeah, I mean, Brad would do school till midnight or 1 and then wake up at 5. And I remember him telling me one time, he's like, yeah, so in the morning on my drive in, I just kind of...
Gosh, it's sad. It's sad to say.
When I get up to the red lights on the highway, I just park really close to the car in front of me, and when their brake lights turn off, it wakes me up, and then I know to go.
It's a life hack.
Yeah. So we'll put that in the show notes. Yeah, push the brake, but really hard with both feet, and then wait for your eyelids to light up red.
He was in construction through college, and then right after college, Brad got me introduced to the company that I worked for right outside of college that was in a very large industrial kind of construction way, but nothing related to what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Good. And then through that, now you did some of that, and then when did you start Exodus 36?
It was incorporated January 2015.
15.
So you're 6.5, almost 7 years in. Yeah.
7.5.
Yeah. 7.5. That's right. Almost 8. Yeah. Time gets by, doesn't it?
Coming up on 8.
Yep.
Yeah, time gets by. I should know a little bit more about numbers than that, but whatever.
Math is hard. I struggle every day.
Yeah, I did. I did too. I was going to F some math.
Yeah. Oh gosh! All right. Back to family wealth.
Not really. I'm just kidding. I don't talk about my own schooling a lot, but But I did show up in class because it was required, but I really went to school because there was other things there, like girls, right. And there was music, yes. And there was stuff like this. But by God's grace, I just didn't, academics were easy for me. Yeah. And I will tell you, though, that's not necessarily a positive, because I've watched other situations, our children and other situations where, and maybe you see this in your children, yeah. Where certain things are easy for them.
Yep.
Like, let's say academics is easy, or sports is easy, or different things is mm-hmm. easy, all right? Or if everything is easy for someone, then it can take a long time for that person to develop the discipline and the focus required to apply themselves well to master things that are not easy.
Yeah,
sure.
And that was, in academics, that was my experience. I was like 30 years old, where it's like, you know what? I'm going to have to pay attention here.
Wow.
Pay attention, apply myself, or because stuff's easy for you. You can just drift, and it works out. But drifting is not a good life plan,
that's
right?
That's very true.
That's right.
No, but so you're almost eight years in, and so Brad, when did you guys start working together then?
Yeah. So we jumped in initially. It was a very different business than it is today.
Okay.
I think the first two projects that we did, we built furniture in my garage.
And we made tens of dollars too. Gosh, it was great.
It was hard work. Yeah, it was hard work. There was not the money that we thought it would be. But yeah, just it kind of progressed there. I eventually transitioned into ministry. I was a pastor for several years, so kind of jumped out, and Garrett took it really to what it is today, from building furniture to handyman to small renovations to now on the fringe of being design build today. So when I was in it initially, it was furniture and maybe we'd do some built-ins in somebody's house, and then jumped in over the last 2 years to really see the renovation side take off.
So out of school, then you went to the ministry. You went to the ministry
side.
That's
right. Yeah. So 2016 or 17, my wife and I moved to Knoxville, Tennessee. I was a student pastor there for a while, and came back and was a pastor here locally for several years as well.
Wow! So. Now that's youth pastor. That's a special experience.
It is. It is. Yeah, those are the good old days. Those are the. Yeah, I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing now, for sure.
What? All right. So speaking of working with young people, I guess this is middle school and high school.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, and they are there either because they want to be, or because their parents bring them, or their parents send them, or some combination of that, right?
Yeah.
What? And so this has been as recently as 4 or 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
because you joined. Garrett full-time
a
couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago.
Was it 21?
Yeah.
We're, started 21?
Yeah. February would be 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So about a year and a half. So just prior to that, though, what any observations about the state of 21st century middle school, high school students? I mean, what do they need, and how do we certainly, as far as I'm concerned, everyone needs a personal experience.
Yeah.
They need to experience the person, power, and the blood of Jesus Christ that transforms, absolutely transforms your life.
Yep.
But where they are today, what are the two or three things that you can say, what they really need is A, B, and C?
Yeah, well, I'm for sure not the foremost expert on this, so I'll throw some things on what I've noticed, but I'm sure somebody else would be better to talk about this. But from what I experienced, there's a reality of a disconnect of relationship in the social media age that is tough to overcome. You feel like you know a lot of people because you're friends with hundreds of thousands of people online, but not many people know you, which is a very different experience, right? I can know about your life, Randy. I can follow what you're doing in your life,
right?
But for me to know you and you to know me takes a depth and an amount of time in relationship that, candidly, our world just doesn't have the space for, right? It takes real time to develop a relationship with someone and to truly know them, and that's seemingly becoming less and less. So that first thing I'd say is deep relationship, real relationship. But then I think the second piece of it is authenticity. This generation, what are they calling it? Gen Z coming up, there's a real radar that they have for a lack of authenticity. And as soon as they feel that and see that in you, whether there's a disconnect from what you're saying to the way that you live, they'll hunt that out, sniff that out. And it's almost like they can just negate everything that you're about, which is very tough, right? Because who I present myself to be and who I really am, there's a disconnect at times. But that makes me human, not necessarily a complete hypocrite. There's some of that, but gosh, it's a tough standard to live up to with these students coming up. So Wow. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, because I personally am so far removed generationally from that. You know, I've thought often the world that I grew up in, the time and place that I grew up in personally does not exist. The time does not exist.
Sure.
The place does not exist. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a long time before the internet.
Yeah.
decades, you know.
Right.
And there were 3,000 people in this town. Okay.
Wow.
Where I graduated from high school. This is the abbreviated version. My mother graduated from that high school. And her father, who was the first of his siblings to graduate from high school, graduated from that high school. He was the youngest boy of seven. He had a younger sister that completed the seven. He graduated from high school in the early 19th century, right? Mm. And the little farming community, and I would go to school, and it really was not prudent to get into trouble. Because not only would you be in trouble at school, you would be in trouble at home, because
everybody knew.
Oh yeah, the teachers knew my parents because they'd gone to high school with
them. Right.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah. And that kind of
worse
thing.
Than Facebook.
Oh yes, yes. The parents knew the extended family on both sides, because both my mom's parents and then my dad's parents had been around that small community for. Since the early 20th century or late 19th century. And so, yeah, it just, that thing does not exist anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And is that good or bad? No, it's just, that's the state of the situation.
Reality, yeah.
Yeah, it's a reality. So, okay, how do we engage in it? How do we have an impact going forward? So thank you for talking about that. So you'd have had all the fun you could stand.
That's right.
Had all the fun you could stand.
I can't stay up that late anymore, that's for sure.
Well, especially with kids at home, it's like, once they're asleep, it's like, man, you better catch your winks, right?
That's right.
But do your kids start the day early?
Yeah, so I dropped off two of the four at 7:25 this morning. So we're up and at them pretty quick. So.
You are.
Yeah.
That's right. So you joined Garrett then in early 2021. Mm-hmm. And what is your role at Exodus 36?
Yeah, so I've got a real long title that just doesn't mean a single thing.
Longer the title, the more important.
That's right.
The short of it is I'm sales and marketing right now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sales and sales, marketing, business development.
That's right. Yeah.
You get an inbound request for information.
Yep.
Then you.
I'm the front door. Yeah.
You're there. Yep. You're the tip of the spear in that situation.
That's right.
And okay, good. Well, hey, we, guys, we're just about to wrap up the first episode here. But as we get into the second episode, I want to talk more about what Exodus 36 does. You mentioned design, build, and what I've heard is a very traditional progression with a company. You know, when you're just getting started, if somebody will hire you and write you a check and it clears the bank, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right?
We'll figure it out later.
Remodeling, sweeping, cooking,
whatever it is. But let's talk more about Exodus 36, what you've learned, how the business works, like what you've learned about business and people and the kind of work you do. So let's talk about that. But anyway, let's wrap up this episode of Stewarding Family Wealth. And for those of you that are listening, thank you. We appreciate your listening. This is Randy Brunson with Centurion Advisor Group, and we invite you back to hear us on the next episode with our phenomenal engineer and host, Ms. Amanda Peart at Forsyth Business Radio X.